Hello, world. What's up, guys? This is Fight Bananas Podcast. Wow. We're in the 190-ish. We are on a road to the 200th podcast here underneath the Fight Bananas. And I'm bringing my main man, the Professor John Radford, back on the show. My main man, how are you doing?
Dude, I'm doing amazing considering what's going on in the world. You know what I'm saying?
But right.
200 episodes, 200. We're getting that close.
Dude, we're grinding. And
bro, you're I'm telling you, I'm not going to lie. I told you before, you're top five of the most of the upcoming podcasters in the United States right now, man. I'm telling you, bro. I'm telling you.
My man.
I'm telling you.
My man.
You're killing it.
Thanks, bro. Thanks. And then not even that. One thing I'm super excited about, and we talked a little bit off air about it, my man, and maybe we got something in the works with you in the future. We don't want to break that just yet, but I'm super pumped to have two brand new podcasts underneath the Fight Bananas umbrella. You know, I said we are an oak tree. We are strong as oak, and we just have great branches reaching out. So we have That Guy's Wrestling Podcast. We're in the WrestleMania season, so he's doing his thing. We just got Vince Anderson and Puma Star. They're going to handle all the bare knuckle FC action over there. So we got tons of content. We just, dude, I'm just going to sit down and watch, and the world is just going to be our oyster. You know?
Oh man, absolutely. Absolutely. I know there's a 12th round or there's something coming soon, right?
Ooh.
There's something else coming soon. Something, you know, we're in the works. Well, there's something else.
Man.
Don't worry, Fight Banana fans. We got you covered on all bases coming. Don't you worry.
We got it. And what we're going to talk about on this episode, it's been awesome. I've been having so much fun with it. This is our Fight Bananas best UFC fight ever bracket. I know everyone's missing March Madness. We're missing the brackets, the upsets, the wins and the losses. And I'm just going to be just totally honest, John. I was blown away. More fighters. It was funny, like because I put out some of the cards, you know, through Instagram on Fight Bananas Official or all that stuff, and some people like reached out to me, were like, "Oh, dude, I want to get in this," because I sent it to some people, but I didn't want to send it to, you know, 200. I didn't want to go too far into it, but people reached
out
to us.
You still got twins that you're dealing with. It's not like you got all the time in the world. You know what I mean?
Oh my goodness, I got twin girls. It's their third month.
And they are getting gorgeous, sir. You
Thanks,
did a great
man.
Job. You and your wife, excellent job. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful children.
The apple does not far from the tree.
Man, hopefully they get that hair, Bo. Hopefully your whole family just got great hair.
My man.
Boom,
my man.
Across the board, great hair.
I love it. So we had our first round. You and I kind of broke it down. We broke down the brackets. Everyone loves that almost more than the games itself or the fights itself. So we broke it down. We went to Abu Dhabi, Brazil, New York, and Las Vegas. So now I tallied up all the votes. Of course, your and my vote had a good 30% factor in it. But I said it. There's a one or two that I wanted to go. I'm gonna just right off the bat. There's a couple Brock Lesnar's fight that I wish it won, but they didn't.
And I'm so happy about that.
I know you would be, man. I think I'm the only Brock Lesnar fan left in MMA. So, you know, we got undone early. There was one major upset, and we'll get into all of it. So let's just kind of keep breaking it down.
There's one out there. I got super excited that made it through.
Yeah.
I was super, super excited because it's a memory fight. We'll talk about those when we come across them. But memory
right.
fights, I feel like, are a big thing. And I know where I was at when I watched that fight.
Right.
And I will never forget where I was at, just like I'll never forget being in the Hell House with you after Jorge Masvidal's knockout of Ben Askren. Like, I know where I'll be at for the rest of my life. I'll tell my kids where I was at when I saw that one. You know what
right,
I mean?
Right. And that it's a connection, and that connection moves on. So then when you see it on a, like a vote kind of a thing, like what this bracket is, people are like, oh, I knew where I was at. Boom. I'm going for it. So,
agreed.
Awesome. So yeah, we're going to tell the winners, and then we'll break down almost like who we think is going to move into the Sweet 16, maybe my favorite round in the March Madness. So this is
that's the biggest upset round, right?
Yeah, usually.
Well, no. Wait. We just did the first round.
Yeah.
Oh, we're going to say who's moving into the Sweet. Damn, I'm slow, bro. I'm sorry.
Oh, no.
Hey, five buck podcast, everybody, all that good stuff. Yeah, so
no,
Corona.
Like,
era got me a little slow now. I apologize.
We're
going from 64 to 32, but we're at 32, so we're going to tell you who's going to be in the Sweet 16.
Yes,
gotcha.
Yeah. We're going to like give our predictions and say, hey, this
yes.
is who I think, and we're going to try to persuade the people of the Fight Bananas podcast. You know what I mean? The community.
I feel you, and I'm all sorry right. that I don't know March Madness as well as I should. How this works. I've been a basketball fan for way too long to not understand how this works.
Oh, my goodness. So we're going to start in the bottom left. We're going to go – last time we went clockwise, we're going to go counterclockwise. So we're in the Abu Dhabi bracket, guys, if you've kind of been following us or you have your own bracket at home. If you do, that's pretty badass. Send me a picture. I'll give you a postcard or a T-shirt or something. I love that. So we're going to start in the bottom left, Abu Dhabi. It was 1 versus 16. It was one of those unanimous decisions. There was like five or six of them. This was one. Jones and Gus won. They have moved around to 32.
Moving forward.
Yes.
Moving forward.
So next one, which is one of the hardest of every bracket, it was 8 versus 9. You can always go either way. It was the Conor and Khabib versus Silva and Stan. And I'm going to be honest with you. I wanted Silva and Stan. It's one of my favorite fights. And
no, Conor and Khabib hands down won.
Yeah, Khabib and Conor moved on to win.
What are your people watching?
Are we talking about names?
Or are we talking about a fight?
Thank you.
That's what I got to say to that one.
Dude, give it to him. If you want to get gritty on it, bro, get gritty because I'm 100% with you.
Here's 10 seconds of grittiness. You people are crazy. It's Conor Khabib. I know they're the biggest names in the sport right now, for as far as that goes, besides Tony. But that fight with Stan Wanderlei Silva was epic. Freaking 3 rounds of straight nastiness, standing and throwing. It was unbelievable. You people are killing me right now. But
100%.
I digress, and we move on.
More people, I remember what happened after the Khabib and Conor fight and before what happened the Conor and Khabib fight than the fight itself. So
exactly. I actually had to go back and watch it to see how, like, what we talked about before on some of the breakdowns. I had to go back and rewatch it a little bit because, like you said, I remember that before the fight and after the fight is meh. But the Wanderlei Silva, Brian Stan fight is not meh. It's what the hell did I just watch?
Right. I'm with you. So I was a little
bananas community. You got that one wrong.
So we'll break it all down and then we'll go back to each matchup. So then after that is 5 versus 12, which the 12, this is the one that we love too, is Travis Brown and Arlovsky. But I think the Fight Bananas community did get it right. It was the Gilbert Melendez versus Diego Sanchez fight, which is one of my favorites, a dark horse 5 seed. So they moved
that's
on.
Good.
That's good. Then it's 4 versus 13. It was Lawler and Condit versus Chuck Liddell and Rashard Evans. And Liddell and Condit won, which I was happy with. I was happy with that, too.
Liddell and Condit won or Liddell and Evans won?
Lawler and Condit.
Lawler and Condit won. Yeah. Wow.
And I thought the names of Liddell and Evans was going to get him by, but not. It was like almost like 75-80% Lawler Condit. So I'm happy with that.
I don't think everybody liked watching Chuck Liddell get knocked out like that.
Right. Look at you going inside the square circle, my man. So yeah, we're just going to keep on rolling. 2 versus 15. You ready?
Okay. Yep.
2 versus 15. The 2 seed Chuck Liddell versus Wanderlei Silva lost. Got upset by the 15 GSP versus Johnny Hendricks fight.
That was because of the outcomes.
I think so. And for one, let me just say that's got to be the greatest 15 seed ever. The GSP Johnny, for one, that's an amazing 15. But I thought there was no, you know, I guess maybe GSP is the biggest name. I guess they, you know, I'm not sure. But
I think it stands out as the one you're like, how did he, what? Do you remember GSP's face? It was kind of definitely like Johnny Hendricks just sitting up there with a normal looking face when he was actually wanting to fight and do all the things that, you know, he needed to do. And then GSP's looking up there, always did the things that he was needed to do and everything like that. And it's all lumped up looking crazy.
Right. So,
and it's like, maybe that stuck in people's minds. I don't know.
And maybe people are not Chuck Liddell fans anymore because Chuck Liddell lost back to back and, you know, a 15 beating a 2. And I think that's cool too. I'm kind of happy it did happen. I think
there's got to be some upsets.
Right. So that's a bracket buster for out there. So now we got 7-10. We got Gas and Izzy. Israel Adesanya versus Randy Couture versus Nogueira. And I think the right fight won this one. It was the Calvin and Izzy. It was the war. It was for the interim championship. Love that fight. It's one of my favorites. Yeah. So that's a great fight. That's a great next round. We'll get into that. So the finish up right here was Matt Hughes and Trigg versus Yoel Romero versus Paulo Costa. Good fight. And Matt Hughes and Frank Trigg won. The old school. So I'm cool with that.
that was in actually a really comeback match. It was really kind of crazy. So that's a good. I'll take that. I'll take that. And the Paulo Costa, Yoel Romero was kind of a, everybody called it a draw or really close, but the Frank Trigg had a, Matt Hughes had a definitive finish, and it was a comeback finish. So I like that one.
Right. And to finish up the round, Aldo Mendez 2 versus Masvidal and Ben Askren. And this was definitely the one that hit my heart. And I understand it's not a great fight. I do get that. And a couple people hit, you know, literally to my social media, my personal, hey, I'm at David Van Auken. You can follow me on anything. They're like, really? How did this get in the tournament? I'm like, guys, it's one of the most iconic moments in the sport. And a lot of people in a fight, you want to see a finish. It's the greatest finish maybe in the sport. So I thought it deserved in there. I voted for it.
It's the fastest knockout in the history of how does the fastest knockout not get
right
in it?
Right. But it didn't move on. Jose Aldo and Chad Mendes 2, which was, it was a good fight. The finish was awesome. Was that turnaround was a,
that
knee?
Was the, that was the knee. That was a turnaround bang knee, right?
Yep.
Yeah. So I still take it. I'm like you. I'm a little butthurt.
Yeah,
I'm sorry. I like the Jose Aldo, Chad Mendes fight, but that knee, no one saw that shit coming. Let's be real. Get out of here. All y'all mad that it lasted 4 seconds, but at the same time, y'all were standing on your feet for the next 30 minutes.
I know,
you
right?
You know who should have won.
And that 4 seconds, it's been 6 months and we're still talking about it to this day. So that's, you know, come on. So, yeah, okay. Now we're going to go, this is the round two, Abu Dhabi, and let's just kind of break it down. So Jones and Gus moved on versus Habib and Connor. I think you and I are both in agreement. We're all in with Jones and Gus, right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think that should be a landslide. I really do.
If this comes back, Connor and Habib again, oh my goodness.
Yeah. Then, oh my goodness. Oh, man.
Yeah, that's all I got to say to that. Yeah. Oh my goodness.
I'm with you on that. This one's awesome. This is the 5 versus 4 seed. Really cool. Melendez versus Diego Sanchez. They're going to take on Lawler Condon. So that's awesome. No wrong answer.
No, there's not, but I'll take Gilbert, Diego.
Agree. I agree with that as well. So, you and I are on the same page. This is the bracket buster. We have the 15 seed GSP and Johnny Hendricks moving on, and they're going to face Kelvin and Israel, which is awesome.
They are done for their tournament.
Do you think they get busted?
No. Kevin Gastelum and Izzy are going to move on. I'm talking about GSP and Johnny. The bracket buster is done for their tournament.
I would agree. I'm agreeing with you on this one too, but I wouldn't be surprised if if the same people vote, the same 32 fighters, promoters, media members vote, I think they like that fight so much for a reason, and maybe they keep it going. I don't know. We'll see. We'll see.
I think you put it up against one that was so epic and so recent.
Right.
Like, I don't want to say you put it up against one. It fell that way. But the way it fell, I think it came across like everybody was, you know, it's like you're looking at in the 90s, you're looking at, or not 90s, in the late 2000s, you were looking at, a couple different schools, but the number two seed that was up and down all season that had the most talent was Memphis. And, you know, were they going to make it? Were they not going to make it? Are they going to play well together at the same time? And all of a sudden, they're the number two seed. They could have been a number one, but they faltered here and there because they're getting a bunch of one and dones. And then, boom, you know, they make it through to the final four in the finals. I think that's kind of what Izzy and Gastelum is.
Probably the third or fourth best analogy ever underneath the Fight Ben Ass podcast. That's John Rafford right there, guys. John Rafford. Yep, he's the guy. And the last one here at the bottom is Matt Hughes and Frank Trigg. They moved on, and they're going to face Jose Aldo and Chad Mendes. I'm going to go old school. I think I got Matt Hughes and Frank moving on.
I like that, too. That's a good comeback fight. Like I said, like that's a... It's a good one. Yeah, I like it. I like it. Old school should prevail on that one for that great fight. Absolutely.
Okay, cool. So we're definitely in that whole round, Abu Dhabi round two. We are in total agreement. So hopefully the Sweet 16. We got Jones, Gus, Gilbert, Diego, GSP, Johnny. I mean, I'm sorry, Kelvin, Israel, and Matt and Frank. So cool. All right, that was one. God, this is so much fun. We might have to do like a bracket every other like quarter or something. I don't know. It's so good.
Oh man, every year we're like, gonna do best, one every year.
Yeah.
Well, this is how we determine the best fight of the year.
That's pretty good. That is pretty good. I like that.
Every year. That's how we determine the best fight of the year.
Yep. Yep.
We cut it down to 32 fights, though.
Yeah, who needs 64?
Not for, like, all time, 64, 100%. But right. Every year, 32 fights.
John Raffer, 2-for-2 tonight, guys. Okay, the next bracket is New York. It's right across from the Abu Dhabi brackets on the other side. This was a great bracket. I remember so many great fights, and this is going to be a good one. Here we go. First, 1-for-16, Griffin Bonner versus McGregor and Mendez. It was Forrest and Stefan. Bonner moved on, so I'm happy with that. I love that fight. It's the iconic fight, you know what I mean? I like it. I'm in.
Yeah, I'm good.
8-for-9, it was GSP versus BJ Penn 1 versus Hendricks again versus Robbie Lawler. And they won. The 9 seed beat the 8 seed. Johnny and Robbie won. It's kind of fun. Any fight with Robbie Lawler and it moves on, you know?
He always is, you know, it's always a war. It's always a war. I'm not upset at that.
Yeah, I'm cool. I'm
cool.
Yeah. This is, you're going to be so happy. This was maybe the John Rafford special. Maybe the people really, really listened to you on the first podcast. The 5th seed, Eddie Alvarez versus Justin Gaethje, fought the 12th seed, Matt Brown and Eric Silva. And the 12th seed, your Matt Brown and Eric Silva won. They beat Gaethje and Alvarez.
Do you remember when I talked about just 10, 15 minutes ago about moments?
Yes.
That's a moment fight.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes, that's the dark horse. Yes.
It really is. And remember, that was the Matt Brown run. Like, he was kind of he was always that 50-50 guy, you know, before and even after. Then he went on like a 6 or 7 fight win streak, and this was that run. So I'm very happy. That's a great fight. It's kind of a, you know, a fighter's fight in a way, you know what I mean? People who are big, we're in it, and that fight probably means more to us than the next person, you know what I mean?
I was very pleased to see the Fight Bananas community got that. I was like, yes, thank you.
Even more, you're going to be probably even more pleased with this. 4th seed Brock Lesnar versus Shane Carwin. This was the heavyweights. 13th seed Stipe Miocic versus DC 2. And Stipe and DC 1. My Brock Lesnar comeback got squashed.
Yes, but like, you called it that way.
Bad.
You said it would.
I know. And I loved it. The comeback was awesome. The fight was horrible. Like, it really was like one of those bad fights.
Yeah.
And Stipe DC is, I think it's got a lot of buzz around it even now. Like, it kind of DC broke. Like, it's happening. The trilogy's happening. So I think people have it in their mind. You can argue those are the two greatest heavyweights of all time, Stipe and DC. So, you know, hey, I give it love. That is a sweet, sweet 32 matchup. We'll get into that in a second. Matt and Eric versus Stipe and DC. I love that. Wow.
Oh, that's a big one.
And then probably one of my favorite first-round matchups, and there's no wrong answer. 6 seed, probably my favorite fight of all time, Diaz McGregor versus Tony Ferg and Showtime Pettis. I can't believe Diaz McGregor, too, got on the 6th line. It's one of my favorite fights of all time. I loved it. But they won. Connor and Diaz won. I think they're going to be a tough out. I think they will.
The first one, yes.
No.
The first one, does Connor Diaz win?
No, two. Two.
Oh, this is the Connor win.
Yeah, yeah. The 5th, the 5 round.
So this, yeah, that's definitely a tough out for anybody that comes across it, except for, you know, some 1 seeds and some 2 seeds, but that's a tough out for anybody. So yeah, I mean that makes sense for sure.
Right. Also, I love the tournament. There's more upsets than I thought. We're going wait. Yeah, I messed that up. I'm sorry. Diaz Connor was a 2 seed. I'm sorry. It was a 2-for-15. I'm sorry. I messed that up. My bad, guys. My bad.
Well,
Here we go.
Yeah, that's going to win.
Then 6-for-11. 6 seed Whitaker and Izzy lost to the 11 seed, the Dustin Poirier Korean zombie fight.
Makes sense.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that's a great 11. That's a great fight. Dustin wins again too. He's
but you see how they get that one right, and that's a hell of a fight. And then you go and mess up the other ones. I don't know what's going on here. What are we watching?
3 versus 14, the 3 seed Rousey and Liz Carmouche versus Weidman Silva. And Ronda and Liz won. That was close. It was so funny. I almost sent it to you. It was like, because I heavy our votes a little bit more. And yeah. Like it was like 55-45 Ronda to Weidman. It was a close win for them.
I know why, and I get it. But, y'all, he knocked out the legend, like, GOAT middleweight. Like, he knocked out one of the greatest of all time. You could put him on a Mount Rushmore. Like, I mean, you, like, give the man a little bit more credit than Ronda Rousey's first fight in the UFC.
Put some respect on his name.
Yeah, but I get it, though. I get it.
Right. Kind of funny, too. We just said earlier, Dustin and Korean Zombie beat Whitaker and Izzy, and then later on, 7 versus 10, Dustin and Gaethje, they beat Whitaker and Yoel Romero, too. So Dustin Poirier beats Whitaker 2 times in a row. That was cool. I thought Whitaker, Yoel was going to win. That's a great fight. Same thing. You can't go wrong with a Dustin Poirier fight. You can't do it.
Well, you got to, like, he had Justin Gaethje across from him.
Right.
That Justin Gaethje doesn't have unexciting fights.
So
just doesn't.
So this is the New York bracket. Here comes the second round, the 32 round. It doesn't get better than this. Forrest and Stefan Bonner is fighting Johnny Hendricks and Robbie Lawler. That's massive. I'm going to stick with that old school, tough enough. The Ultimate Fighter fight. I got Forrest winning. That's just me.
Yes.
Ooh,
That's all I'm going to say is yes.
Maybe think. Okay. This is probably going to be your favorite. So we got Matt Brown and Eric Silva versus Stipe and DC2.
Going with the moment fight.
Okay.
I'm going with the moment fight. I know the fight. I don't know where I watched the DC Stipe fight. I just know that I watched it and I loved it and I was excited about the comeback and I was like, that's amazing. That's great. But I don't know where I was at. So I'm going with the moment. I'm riding my moment.
Right. This is the 12th and 13th seed. So we got a big high seed moving. One of those will be in the Sweet 16. I'm going to be honest with you. I was going to go the other way, but I'm, I want a payback one. I want one later on in the tournament that you're like, okay, Dave, here you go. I'm going to go with your Matt Brown and Eric Silva too. I'm going to try to persuade the community. Keep on voting for this fight. Let's see how far this fight can go. Let's go for it.
He can at least make it to the Sweet 16. Yeah. He can at least make it to the Sweet 16.
There we go. Next is Diaz Connor 2 versus Dustin and the Korean Zombie. That's a great round, but guys, come on. Connor Diaz, let's go. Let's go.
The names went out in that.
Yeah, right.
And also, it was like you said, it's 5 rounds. It's 5 rounds of we got everything we paid for.
True. Good point. The 3 seed Ronda versus Liz Carmouche, they're going to take on the 10th seed Justin Gaethje and Dustin. I might shock you on this one. I'm going with the 10th seed upset. Give me some more Dustin and Gaethje. I'm with you. The Ronda and Liz thing was cool, but come on, guys. Get out of the tournament. This is the Fight Bananas best UFC fight of all time. Give me some Gaethje and some Dustin.
I can pay you back now because I'm going to roll with that as well, but you can get it later on if you want to for a payback. But I'm rolling with you on the 10th seed on that, man. I'm like, that's an epic fight. That's like the destruction that happened in that fight was amazing. And just like everybody, they're both getting hurt. And then to be able to, for Dustin to be able to finish him, it was just like, wow.
It's incredible. It's one of those, it's just because I feel like there wasn't a title on the line or there wasn't, maybe like a moment, but the fight was so great. That's why it got to the 10th line. If that was for the lightweight championship of this world and they both beat Connor or Habib to get there, it could be a 1 or 2 seed. It's that great of a fight. It just doesn't have the kind of the Travis Goss.
It was a co-main, I believe, and it were something, and it was 3 rounds, and it was just badass. That, and then Dustin finished him. And it was, like I said, it was just a great fight. It was fantastic. It was two top contenders, top, you know, fighters of the world at each other, and they ripped and banged, and they gave everybody what they wanted.
Talking about great, if you haven't yet, make sure you subscribe to the Fight Bananas YouTube channel. Pause us right now. Go on YouTube and hit the subscribe button. I don't know if you heard. It's a big deal. We got over 1,000 subscriptions. You're
What's
welcome.
Up?
I can't wait, man. Big things are happening. Like, dude, we can go live on it now. We're going to be able to put like commercials in it and stuff. It's going to be so cool. We're so pumped.
Yeah, man. That's awesome, bro. Yes, that's awesome. Killing it. Killing it.
Here we go. We got two more to go. Las Vegas. This is the like the fighters bracket, the fighters fight bracket. 1 vs. 16, Shogun and Dan. They beat Weidman and Machida. It was a unanimous decision. It was like 32-32. Shogun and Dan won. Agree.
Yeah, that's the blowout. That dude just beat whoever.
Right.
They just beat BCU because they won and got it.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. And then 8 vs. 9, I was a little surprised, to be honest. This was Frankie and Gray. Maynard, this is the third fight. It's not the second fight, which we're gonna say here in a little bit longer. But they fought Valentina and Jessica I. And I thought
the head kick won?
No, man. Frankie and Gray won.
Oh, well, that makes sense, bro. I didn't think the head kick would win, but I was hoping.
No, me too. I had the head kick. I thought you had the head kick, and it wasn't close either. It was like, I think it was me, you, and two other people. Like, and it was a pretty massive blowout. I'm like, okay.
I mean, you gotta, like, let's be real with them. They won that one. That's true. We gotta give it to the people. They're right. I just remember Jessica, like, it looked like she died. It was like, right? Gonzaga versus Krokop. I remember that because I thought he died and his foot was dismantled. I just remember it's like, holy shit, is she, like, did we just witness a death?
Right.
You know what I mean? It was one of those where I completely understand the Gray Maynard Frankie fights were just amazing, so I'm not upset with that.
Right leg hospital, left leg cemetery,
bro. There you go. There he knows what I'm talking about.
There you go. 5 vs. 12, Cub Swanson versus Choi versus Masvidal and Till. I'm not gonna lie, I was utterly disappointed. I thought the 12th seed Masvidal would move on, and no, Cub Swanson moves on. It was a great fight. It's a war, but I thought the names of Masvidal and the knockout, three-piece soda, all of it, no, Cub Swanson moves on.
We were wrong. Yeah. We were wrong. Oh, my God, I had that one with you. I don't want to give them two. I don't want to give them two, but they might be right. I mean, I just remember the... I guess because
I feel like we gave it more of, I told you, like the press conference before the fight.
You know what this is? This is our Conor and Khabib for what the public wanted for Conor and Khabib.
Right.
That, you know what I'm saying? But we thought it meant more to us because we're in it more. So that backfired on us. That's what it was.
It did. Shit.
Because the Choi Cubson fight is amazing.
Oh, it is. It's awesome. It's a five round. I think it's a five
so
round.
So they went with the fight.
Yes,
and
over
they
the
picked
names.
It. You know what I'm saying?
And you, hey, I'm never gonna be upset when they pick like the legitimately the better fight instead of the moment or the name. So I give the come on, man. You know us. You know we.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. We're giving credit. We're giving credit because we're real.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
We branched off this community. We've you know, gathered this community with our intellect, and now we're upset with our kids that are doing the homework on time. You know what I mean?
Good one. Yes. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
4 vs. 13. Hunt and Silva. They went against Forrest and Rampage Jackson, and I'm happy with this one. Hunt and Silva won. The big heavyweights, the war won.
Absolutely. Absolutely. One of the greatest heavyweight fights you've ever watched in your life.
So this is funny, too. Another – I forgot about this. 2 vs. 15, Frankie Egner and Gray Maynard. 2 versus Yair Rodriguez and the Korean Zombie, the 15th seed, and the 15th seed moved on. They beat Frankie and Gray.
It's dude, you're happy and you're overjoyous because your boy won, or you're crying in a corner upset, and then you because it was so good, you want your boy to move on. You know what I mean? Even though you're upset that he lost, it's one of those things because it was a great fight. And then that crazy, unbelievable, I still don't want to talk about it, happened.
That, and you ready? I'm going to go like fourth realm on us right now. I'm going to go like Doctor Strange. I think people didn't want to vote for Frankie and Gray twice because they voted for them ahead. You know, the third, they beat Valentina and Jessica Eye. So when it got down lower in this same bracket, they're like, guys, we can't have Frankie and Gray move on again. You know what I mean? So I think they
I'm telling you,
I'm going Doctor Strange on us right now. So that's a great 15 seed. The same thing. How is that a 15 seed?
You might be right. I think you're right.
Wow.
That's good insight.
And then 6 versus 11. I'm not gonna lie. I was painted in a corner here. Lesnar, Frank Mir, 2, the 6 seed, fought Masvidal, Nate Diaz. At BMF New York City, the 11 seed, and Masvidal and Diaz won. I was happy with that. I'm happy with that.
Yeah, I can do that. The BMF thing was a big deal. That's a fight, and the BMF has something to do with the fight, so it's not like...
Right.
You know what I mean? It's not like you can just say, oh, well, they fought for the BMF title. Well, that had something to do with it. That brought it together. That was actually a real, you know, thing that came together, so that meant something. So, that yeah, I agree with that. And there's controversy behind it, and I don't care what people say. Everybody loves controversy. That's why we debate. That's why we talk.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And then down here, 3 versus 14, we got Clay Guida versus Diego Sanchez. They smashed Machida and Belfort. It was a unanimous decision, 32-32. And the last one in this side was Jose Aldo and Conor McGregor, the 7th seed, and they fought Amanda Nunes and Cyborg, the 10th seed, and the ladies prevailed. The 10th seed, Amanda and Cyborg, won.
Amanda and Cyborg won. Okay, I'll take it.
You take it? I'm not going to be upset. I'm a moment guy, so then I felt like my Masvidal Askren and Aldo McGregor, the two maybe biggest moments of the sport for the last 10 years, both gone. Didn't make it out of the first round.
Yeah, but that was like, we remember when we debated this and we said it was the same moment?
Right, we did.
It's the same moment, and somebody just gave the girls a nod on this one.
That's right.
It's the same moment. You're looking at one of the greatest fighters in obviously featherweight history, and, you know, Conor McGregor, when he did that, everybody named him the GOAT, you know what I mean? And then we obviously, after Max's run, you're like, no, he's the GOAT because he stayed there for longer and did more. But Eddie beat the GOAT, the original GOAT, you know, convincingly.
Twice.
Yeah, twice. And then, you know, Amanda goes and she's, you know, essentially beats the GOAT and becomes the GOAT and solidifies her position. So it's kind of like, you see what I'm saying? That was a very similar fight. You knock somebody out that never been knocked out. You knock somebody out that's never been knocked out that was knocking people out. And they just gave the girls a nod on that one. I mean, I'm not mad, and I can completely see it, but I was definitely shocked more when Connor slept him in 13 seconds than 52 seconds or minute or whatever it was.
Yeah, right.
But
yeah,
I get it, though. Right. I get it.
It was a quick fight as well. So here we go. Here's the second round in the Las Vegas bracket. If you guys are staying with us, you're going bracket to bracket. Shogun and Dan versus Frankie and Greg, Maynard 3. I told you guys before this, I have Shogun and Dan going super far in this bracket. I got Shogun and Dan winning unanimous.
Yeah, I think Frankie and Gray meet the end. You know, Frank Edgar and Gray Maynard meet the end of their road right here, and they're out of it fully.
And then this is a really good one. This is a 5 seed versus a 4 seed. We have Cub Swanson and Choi. They're going against Mark Hunt and Bigfoot Silva. I'm going to let you take that one first, John. I'm 50-50 on this.
Got to give it to the big boys.
Give it
to the big boys.
Okay.
Got to give it to them. It's like, why do you love it when a lineman picks up a fumble and goes to the end zone in the football game?
Because they're going to give you a boys. What? The dance.
They're going to give you the big man dance.
Yes.
So when the big man dances, you cheer that on even more. And these two big men dance their asses off for just one of the most epic big man fights ever. So you give it to the big men.
Makes perfect sense. You persuaded me. Hopefully you persuaded the Fight Bananas community. Guys, vote for Mark Hunt, Bigfoot Silva. Next, we are going. The 15th seed is, 15 versus 11. Huge seed moving on to the Sweet 16. We have the Korean Zombie versus Yair Rodriguez. They're fighting the BMF, Masvidal and Nate Diaz. I'm going to let you hit that one first, too. You can't go wrong either way.
You went the other degree on the, you know, the fourth degree. You said, you know, the fourth dimension on it, saying that people don't want to vote for Gray Maynard, and so they voted for Chan Sung Jung.
Mm-hmm.
You are going to prove your theory right here, and they're going to lose to BMF because that was a moment that never, ever happened before, and actually isn't something that means something when, you know what I mean, that BMF was actually a part of it, like I said earlier. So
right.
The 15th seed moves on.
No, a 15th is Korean and Yair.
Oh, I'm sorry. The 11th seed moves on. So, like I said, you prove your point.
Okay. And then to finish it off, we have the 3 seed Clay Guida and Diego Sanchez versus the ladies at the 10th line, Amanda Nunes and Cyborg. Guys, the girls are awesome, but come on. This should be an easy Clay Guida, Diego Sanchez.
Oh, yeah. You don't get this one. You can ask for it later. I'm not doing it.
Really? You're going with the ladies?
Oh, man, I'm doing it as Cyborg. If they beat Connor Aldo in this, yes, absolutely. Amanda, the Clay Guida, I remember the exchanges. I remember it all. I get it. But, bro, she slept Cyborg. Like, face down, ass up. Like, straight up, go watch it and pause it. It's face down, ass up. She slept her. Like, it's nasty.
Wow. Okay, that's awesome. So that's a 3 versus 10. Guys, that could get dicey because we're split on this. Me and the professor, I got Clay and Diego. My main man, John's got Amanda Nunes sleeping Cyborg. Here we go, guys. We got one last bracket. Before we go into that bracket, make sure you hit Fusion CBD Products. Go on their website right now, FusionCBDProducts.com. Guys, we're all a little short on money, you know what I mean? We're all a little tight. It's a lot of unknown out there. We're going to give you 20% off right now, John. You and all your family, all your friends, just put in the code, right? Put in this FIGHT2020. I'm going to get 20% off at your full order. It's a gift from me to you. Don't tell anybody, okay?
Hey. You just told the world. That's great.
Okay, there you go. 20% off.
There you go. Get it. Let's go.
Last round, guys. This is the Brazil bracket. This is the top left of your bracket. If you're still with us at home with all, you know, hopefully it's on the fridge. That'd be pretty awesome. Wow. This was the number one overall seed, Lawler and Rory 2. They fought Cruz and Faber 2 and Robbie and Rory unanimously 32 out of 32 won.
100%.
Okay. 8 versus 9, Gaethje versus Michael Johnson. They took on Shamrock and Ortiz, and the 8th seed, Justin Gaethje and Michael Johnson, won.
Yeah, because half the people that fought that voted probably didn't know who Frank Shamrock and Tito Ortiz were.
Right.
I'm just kidding, guys. I'm fucking around. You picked the right one. That was good.
5 versus 12, Matt Hughes versus BJ Penn won. They fought Nunes and Ronda Rousey. And I'm going to be happy. I'm always happy with this one because this fight is like an underrated old school fight. The 5th seed, Matt Hughes and BJ Penn won. And if you guys haven't ever seen that fight, go on to YouTube, go to UFC Fight Pass, go watch that fight. It's an awesome fight.
Yes, it is. And you're absolutely right with everything you said, sir.
Okay, so we're like 3 for 3 right now. I like it. 4 and 13, we got McGregor Diaz 1 versus Misha Cupcake Tate versus Holly Holm. And the
same card, same. I know. Co-main name. That's so funny. This is crazy. This is the only fight that was on the same card.
Right. You can't make it up. There's, you know what I mean? It's incredible.
Who did it? I didn't look. Who did it?
Connor and Diaz won.
Makes sense.
Yeah. I
makes sense.
I think the
makes sense.
The names are so big, and Tate and Holm isn't a iconic fight. It's a great fight, but it's not iconic to pull it off. You know what I mean?
Now I got you. Yeah, and that's a good one. And Connor Nate one, I know Connor Nate two you like a lot, but Connor Nate one could really go far.
It could
because it's one of those. It was a fight that everybody didn't think that was going to happen.
Right, and they're going to go against Usyk and Pence. We'll get there. 2-15 Whaley and Joanna versus Dillashaw and Cruz. Again,
yeah, Whaley Joanna.
Unanimous. This was the last unanimous, 32-32. So awesome. Very happy for them. This was a fun one. This is something so cool, man. I love our community. Rousey and Holm versus Cyborg and Spencer. So this is a, where is it?
Cyborg Spencer.
They did, man. 6-11. Yes. And Cyborg and Spencer killed it. Like 80-20. Yes. 80-20. So,
because you urged that you what was the news the next day? It was about how tough she is.
Yes, the grit of Felicia Spencer.
And that leaves something in somebody when you watch that. That leaves something in you. I'm glad that won.
Absolutely, and how cool is that? They're fighting the ladies, Whaley and Joanna. We'll get there. 2 left, guys. 3-14. Silva Sonnen 1 versus John Bones Jones and Dominic Reyes. Let's put down our drinks right now. Oh man, too soon. Anderson Silva and Chael Sonnen 1. They are moving on.
And, yes, as they should.
I agree. Last one, 7-10. It is Max Holloway and Dustin Poirier 2 versus Lawler and Condit and Holloway Dustin 2-1. Love that fight as well. So here we go. This is the Brazil second round. 1-8, Robbie Lawler versus Rory McDonald, 2 versus Justin Gaethje and Michael Johnson. I love that Gaethje fight, but it doesn't have enough legs for this, right? Come on.
It's Robbie Lawler, Rory McDonald.
All day.
All day.
Agree. So now this is where it gets good. The next three are just epic. Matt Hughes, BJ Penn, they're going to go against Connor Diaz, 1. That can go either way, man. That's a coin flip. I'm not going to – you ready for this one? I'm going to keep my opinion to myself, and you can run with it, or I'm just going to let the fighting ass community just hit that.
I'm going to do it with you. I'm going to let you do that. I'm going to let you do that one.
We're going to trust the people.
Yes.
This is exciting. 2-11, Whaley and Joanna versus Cyborg and Felicia Spencer. The ladies are going after it. That's awesome. You know me, man. I love me some Felicia Spencer. Great fighter, better person, but Whaley Joanna could be the greatest female fight of all time.
Yes. They meet their match. Whaley and Joanna move on easily.
Okay. And the last...
Felicia, you did work. You did work, girl. You did work.
She did, and hopefully she's going to do it at UFC 250. This is the last one, and this is we can have a 30-minute conversation debate about it. It's Anderson Silva Chael 1, which is a to me like a C+ fight with an A+ ending, like one of the greatest endings in the history of the sport, versus Dustin and Max 2. Which the ending, if you remember like everyone was waiting for the last 20 seconds and they never went. Kind of a C ending, but the fight was an A fight. The 4.5 rounds of a war. So it's a pick your poison, you know?
Anderson Silva, Chael Sonnen 1.
I'll go with it. I'll go with it. It's that historic and that huge of a comeback.
The build up was also amazing to it.
Anderson Silva, you absolutely suck.
Yeah, it was amazing too. And then the fact he walked out in a gi that time, and he submitted him, and then, because he was talking so much crap about Nogueira jiu-jitsu and all this other stuff, it's like, I mean, it was an epic build-up, and it was the guy that was going to walk Anderson Silva down, take him down, and show you guys that he's just a man. And he, you know what I mean? It's just epic.
Agree. So there we go, guys. Abu Dhabi, Vegas, New York, and Brazil, all 4. We just broke it down. My main man, John Raffer, the professor. Super happy. There was 2 15s that beat 2s, a couple 11s moving on. This second round is insane. We thought the first round was bananas. This second round takes the cake. I can't not wait. We'll give this probably a week. I'm going to send this off to all the fighters, promoters, media members. Me and you will kind of spit back and forth on it, and we'll get back to the people a week from now, and we'll tell you who won and then who is officially in the Sweet 16 of the Fight Bananas community bracket. My main man, what are you? Any last words?
The hardest level of the bracket right there is Sweet 16.
Yeah. There's no more gimmies. No more gimmies.
Nope. No more gimmies.
And it's going to be like those sleepers, those darlings, those Cinderella stories. Do they keep moving on? Do they keep moving on because they have to face a one or a two or a major Connor Diaz fight? There's just no more gimmies.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I 100% agree.
My man, you staying safe? You staying home over there?
Oh, man, you know, stay home, man. America, stay home. Let's get rid of this shit. Stay home.
Man, all the way.
That's
April
3rd. That's what I'm doing, playing video games like an old man.
Well, I think we're officially three episodes away from Fight Bananas 200. It's going to be a savage of a show, and that was the hint. You know, she was on the first one, on the 100th one. It's just, you know, you got to keep it going. I told her she's going to be on the 1,000th one. She'll be like 45 years old, maybe. I don't know.
Makes sense. Makes sense.
It does. My main man, I love it. I can't wait for the next one. It just keeps on getting better. The shows are like wine. It gets finer and finer. John Rafford, brother, we'll talk soon, all right?
All right, man, and don't forget Fight Bananas community. We got more stuff coming. More content coming. Stay tuned, stay in, hit that subscribe button, and just get ready to go bananas.
12 rounds, maybe. Who knows? We'll talk soon.
All right, buddy.
All right, brother. Bye.
Later.
All right, guys. That was it. That was the second round of the best UFC fight ever, Fight Bananas bracket, first ever, maybe last ever. Now we'll do another one next year. So good, so much fun, so many things going on. Real quick, before we go and shout out some of our sponsors to end the show, we really did. It was a pretty monumental moment for us on YouTube, doing big things on that. Also, iHeartRadio again. Like I told you guys, remember 4 or 5 months ago, they said they love what we're doing. They just want more. And I've tried. I honestly do think, I'm not bullshitting, we are the only MMA podcast that are putting out daily content. Almost every single day, 7 days a week, we have an episode. We have two sister podcasts with that guy's wrestling podcast, talking about professional wrestling, WWE, AEW, Chris Jericho, Roman Reigns, John Cena. We also have the brand new Bare Knuckles and Brew podcast with Puma Star and Vince Anderson. They're going to be drinking some brews, talking bare knuckles, talking behind the scenes shit. It's going to be great content over there. But even us, we have interviews. We just had great interviews with Hannah Goldie, Phil Rowe, Jim Allers, Dean Thomas. You know us. We get the names Charles, Boston Strong, Rosa. And then also we have a lot of theory podcasts. We got this Fight Bananas podcast bracket. We got so much content almost every single day we have a podcast. Oh, my. And I forgot, Sherrar Blacklich, one of my favorite episodes. If you guys haven't heard that yet, you ready? Go back. iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, or on YouTube. Go watch it. Go download it. It's a fun time. One of the most fun interviews. We just chop it up. We really do 25 minutes of fun. So, you know, if you're staying at home and, you know, you got 25 minutes, Fight Bananas, Sherrar Blacklich episode. Go get it. Thank everyone so much. Thank you so much to Mako Tech Mouth Guards, Instill Nutrition, Warhammer Fightwear, and of course, Fusion CBD Products. Thank you guys so much. We're keeping this show for absolutely free. All we're doing is adding and more expenses and more studio time and more equipment, and we're charging you absolutely nothing. So hopefully you guys are taking care of our sponsors. That takes care of us. And, man, we're just so happy and so blessed with everything that's going on right now on the Fight Bananas podcast. You know, if you can just, guys, download and subscribe to all of our platforms, send it to a friend. I'm telling you, that's the best way. You can copy the links and just keep sending it to a friend. Just let it snowball. Let it get viral. We appreciate it so much here. My name is Dave Van Auken. John Rafford, the professor, was on the podcast earlier. His Instagram handle, John_Nos, N-O-S. My Instagram handle is at David Van Auken, A-U-K-E-N. Spell it correctly. All right, guys, have a great day. Stay blessed, stay safe, and stay home.